Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Still pretty overcast right now. What are we looking at for a day, Vinny? Got a nice one coming up? You got a nice one for me?
There are going to be some places that don't clear up. There'll be partial clearing, so it's going to vary depending on where you're at, and highs in the 70s.
And now it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
Fudge. Hold on. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com.
I would love to.
Okay, so we... If you're not aware of this, the number one TV show in America, hands down, wins every week when it's on, is the NFL. And
people
everything
love it.
NFL seems to do well. And whether it's the draft of all things, which is kids getting
Oscars.
Hired for jobs.
Right.
I mean, I don't get it, but...
Big time jobs, though. It's good times.
Yeah, true. But the fate of your favorite team rests on now this 19-year-old's shoulder. What will he say? He'll say what...
Thank you. I'm really glad to have been drafted.
Yeah, he'll say what some highly paid coach of public speaking told him to say.
Right, exactly.
I can't wait to work hard, and I'm going to try my hardest.
Approve myself.
I look forward to... Anyway, whatever. The point is... Yesterday, the NFL decided to announce their schedule for the upcoming season, and the world went crazy. It's so trippy. All of a sudden, the betting lines are opening up.
Oh.
And this has become... it's always been big, but apparently now, because it's so much of it's done online and legally, that it's a thing. It's big money, man. So anyway, somehow it made... national news everywhere that the first couple weeks, and then they, I think the whole schedule's out now, but the first couple weeks were announced. The Niners will take on the Lions for their first game this season.
What fun. That seems...
And then it just drops with a thud. Like, wow, they make anything they do. The NFL farted. Number one. Good for them.
You know what's funny? I read a quick... blurb about the NFL dropping their schedule, and the only game they reported was that Tampa Bay will play Dallas, and that's the only one because people want to know who
the first game of the season, I think.
Yeah.
And of course Dallas is a draw, and Tom Brady's the best quarterback of all times. And...
I like drunk Tom Brady. He's my greatest of all time.
Throwing trophies around, you're into that, huh?
I thought it was so. I'm like, oh, look how happy he is. You can't deny it.
I wanted to do this story real quick. It's not one that I didn't get to see it on the TV news, so for example, I'm not sure I'm going to get this kid's name right. He's a 25-year-old man, and he's been arrested after he was seen riding in the back of his Tesla with no one in the driver's seat. Now, I thought you had to be holding the wheel in order to...
There's workarounds.
Yeah, there are hacks.
Apparently there are, because this guy, I think it's Param Sharma, whatever, was arrested Monday by Highway Patrol on two counts of reckless driving and disobeying a peace officer. This guy, he spent the night in jail, but on Tuesday he was out and he gave KTVU an interview where he said, "This isn't dangerous, and I'm going to go home and let, on the drive home from where I'm at, I'm going to let the car drive me there." So he's sort of... taking a stand. I assume he's going to lose his license and then, you know, we'll find himself later going, boy, I really don't know why I decided to take up the self-driving car cause since now I can't drive at all.
Yeah, don't worry. They've got a promotions team, the self-driving cars. I do look forward to this technology. I feel like it will actually make the roads safer. The only people who will be getting in accidents are the people who hit the self-driving cars with their cars, because they're actually still driving. Yeah, I don't know why he feels like he needs to take this on. All you have to do is sit in the seat, and they can't tell you're not touching the wheel.
Right.
Bryn, what do they say? You take an orange, and you stick it into the, you wedge it into the wheel, and it feels enough like flesh that the car believes.
Yeah, that's
it.
What I've heard. I haven't tried it, but yeah, I've seen YouTube videos.
Let me ask you this.
Demonstrating that.
You guys have a Tesla X.
It's been a while since I've driven that, but I know that their technology, they have...
Could you self-drive it in the city?
Yeah, and typically you can even signal, and but you have to hit the signal. But I know that it's getting more advanced where you're able to put in an address. I just think that they have the autonomous function.
And the Tesla finds its way.
They have the function available for you to purchase, but knowing it's not enabled yet, you know, that it has to be installed.
But they can update your software... Mm-hmm. Over the interwebs.
Yeah, exactly, because your car does connect to it.
So
this
all you
guy
have to
remains
do is...
unflinching in his attitude about sitting in the back seat while the Tesla drives itself on autopilot. He says, I'm going to go home in the back seat right now. You feel me? I'm waiting for my car to charge, and then I'm out of here.
Feel me?
And all he has to do is summon it, and it comes to him.
Yeah, he says, he's not showing off. He just wants everyone to know this is the future. It's not just the future. It's the present as well.
Yeah, but it is the future, Param.
Apparently someone got video of him doing this and then reported that there's this guy, here's his plate number, and he's driving around from the back seat. And so they went and got him, and he's gotten himself into trouble. I know that as a young man, I was always threading that points needle. Like, oh no, one more ticket, I'm parked. So I don't know what he's thinking. He's going to end up with no license. That's what's going to ultimately happen. He does say, though, that he's driven 40,000 miles on Bay Area roadways over the past few years, often with him in the back seat.
Damn.
So that's his thing. We'll see how long he gets to keep his license for.
Maybe Tesla. Bryn,
have you done
him.
That?
Never mm-hmm. in the back seat, no.
Always in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the technology, and I do kind of trust it, but I'm also kind of spooked. I am there kind of like hovering, like, let's see if it turns. Oh, with my hands on, ready to grab the wheel. You know what I'm saying?
But does it do things too slowly for you?
I feel like sometimes it does, but it's a computer. So when I do sit there and trust it, it does make the right moves.
And moves that wouldn't be obvious to another car, like what is wrong with that car?
Yeah, it's you can't tell if it's, you know, in auto mode. You wouldn't be able to tell.
I can't say for sure what Lyft's master plan is, but I remember reading and hearing about Uber's master plan has always been to have self-driving cars taking people to and fro.
You just summon a car, it comes and gets you, and there's nobody in it.
Right. Right now, they have people doing it for them until the technology is there for the cars to do it themselves. But that's... I thought Lyft is probably the same model.
Yeah.
From that to this, Uber and Lyft have announced that they're going to be giving people free rides to their vaccine appointments for the entire month of June and then some. They say it runs from May 24th through the 4th of July. So if you're someone who needs a vaccine and hasn't been able to get there for whatever reason, Uber and Lyft are offering free rides starting, it's over 10 days away, but this month. Starting this month.
Nice.
Oh, Monday the 24th, it looks like.
Yeah, can't use that as an excuse.
You can get a free ride to get your vaccine, and hopefully we'll get closer to that. What is the 70% vaccinated by 4th of July?
The herd immunity.
Oof, lofty.
Well, what are we at?
I don't know where we're at. I don't know that I don't think we're close to that.
Mm-mm.
Dating is fun.
Is it?
I've had some real fun with it. I have. I've had some bad, you know, nights that aren't fun, and it's a bummer to pay for a dinner that when you know you don't want to see this person again, and, you know.
You're not even interested in the conversation. Luckily, you're a fast eater.
Well,
okay, I'm done. I got to go. Here's the money.
But you take a chance. That's the chance you take. You hope that you're going to have some fun convo and maybe, you know, a little smooch or something at the end of the night. Be nice.
Or something.
Almost half of us, though, have had something humiliating happen on a date, according to a recent poll. One of my favorite stories isn't mine. An old friend of mine said he was out on a date. He's got what's known as a partial. It's like
a bridge.
A bridge. That's what it is.
He's got dentures?
No, it's a like a side part of his teeth here, like four teeth are fake.
Right.
And they're all in one piece.
And you can pull them out.
Apparently, they're not supposed to come out, but his came out when he bit into his dinner right in front of his date. And I was like,
I can't
imagine.
Girl?
What's that?
Is he still with her?
He's not. And I'm sure he tried to get that back in his mouth as quickly as humanly possible. I doubt you look away.
You don't have nothing to see here.
Yeah, I doubt you point to that or take your time with that one.
Well, let me just rinse that in my water glass. Okay. Get that.
I don't think so, right? Anyway, half of us have had humiliating things happen on a date. Here are some of the most embarrassing. Some of these things are not that embarrassing. Awkward silence. That happens among people all the time.
Yeah, and you should embrace the awkward silence. It's just as awkward for the other person. No need for both of you to be awkward. I always just go, oh, wonder what'll happen here. Awkward.
Well, you haven't dated in 100 years.
I've really never dated. Right. I mean,
forgetting the person's name is on the list. Going in for a kiss or a hug at the wrong time, or getting denied from the kiss or the hug. I had a date that it was fine. She was a nice lady. It was. I didn't expect it was going to happen again. We had a nice dinner and we went back to. I drove from my house. Went back to my house, and then she was getting into her car, and I went to give her a polite, you know, hey, thanks, hug, good night. And she just made out with my face. I went, wow. It was full-on stolen kiss that I didn't expect to have happen.
Oh, she didn't get consent. Wow.
Well, it wasn't that. It just wasn't even the reason I was coming in. I just didn't see. I wasn't.
You weren't trying to make a move on it, but she clearly had different feelings than you. Did you feel violated afterward? Like,
no,
oh, God, she made out with my face.
Well,
like
I definitely was like,
tongue up the nose.
I didn't see that coming. Wow. Oof.
Did you then ask her in?
No.
Did it get your juices flowing?
No, in fact, that was like, still the last. I already knew it was going to be the not happen again.
Did she try to get more dates with you?
I believe we spoke after that. Yeah, I wasn't like, well, we're never doing this again.
You didn't
again.
Rip up a letter from her? From
no,
the
there wasn't anything like that, but there weren't any other dates.
Falling
over your chair, spilling a drink on yourself, or spilling food on yourself. These are all dating nightmares. They don't sound that bad. Mm-mm. Like, yeah. When I think of dating nightmares, I think of Hooman. His stories are unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, he is a dating nightmare, so.
Right. Oh, I wish I could tell. Some of my favorites, they're so good. In fact, one of my favorites happened on The Secret Show.
Yeah. It's like, you know the 40-year-old version where he talks about how boobs are like sandbags, and they're like, you've never touched boobs, have you? It's like that.
Sandbag.
You would tell.
What is that?
He would tell stories that you just went, that's not how it works. And you'd try to like gently call him on it, and he'd double down. And we got to get Hooman on The Secret Show. That'll be fun. Stop in, still once in a while, you know.
I don't know if he will, though. He was one of the people who like decided he was done with it and didn't want to perform anymore.
Yeah,
I don't want
to
do that.
He's looking to be relevant. Once he's back from Uganda, we'll see if he wants to.
Elsewhere on the list, telling a joke that doesn't land, calling your date the wrong name, passing gas, and they notice.
Wow.
Sounds food in your teeth, burping, spilling on them, laughing at something that wasn't a joke. Dating's hard, but you know what? It's also fun. People make mistakes.
And
what
you
are
find
you do?
Then suddenly you're sitting across from someone and there's some sparks and you can't wait to kiss them later.
Right.
Those are the sounds that your kids, in case you haven't kissed anybody yet, this is what it sounds like when you kiss someone. They always edit it out in movies because it's gross, but be ready for it.
You know, our Coco put One Stop Bakery on the map. Well, she's put Benicia
One
and
House.
Wait, what?
One house.
One house bakery
like
on
one
the map.
Stop, though.
I like one stop, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you can pick up dinner and breakfast at one house.
Yeah,
stop,
and cocktails.
One stop. What? They do cocktails?
Well, it's like they do a wine margarita, and that's really good. I recommend that.
Or wine
they
sell margarita.
Like, you know, like a wine-based margarita.
I've had those. They're deadly. You think, oh, it's wine-based. What could it possibly do to me? And then you slither out the door later, holding
or they
onto
sell
the door
like
frame.
Six pack of beer, or they like
so wine and beer license. That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
One house
anyway,
getting better all the time.
I thought of them and Coco and her bakery adventures when I saw this story. Last month, Canfora Bakery in Milwaukee was robbed. A guy broke in and stole cash and equipment. The surveillance camera got a few decent shots of the guy, but the cops couldn't identify him. So last week, the bakery took things into their own hands.
Oh, what'd they do?
Oh, yeah.
They did what they do is what they did.
They bake cookies with his face on them?
Yep.
I was thinking like gingerbread
it's
man.
Brilliant. I know. I was thinking the same thing, like gingerbread man with like
his face,
know,
on
his
it.
Face on it.
They
oh, my
put
God.
His
that's hilarious.
Onto sugar cookies and then gave them out for free. Hey, everyone. Have a cookie.
Help us find this bad guy. Oh,
it
my God,
worked.
Vinny, that's so funny.
And they posted on their Facebook page that they have ID'd the crook and have handed the name and location of this person over to the police.
Cookie crook catcher.
Arrest is pending.
That's great. That
it is great.
That is
that's
a hilarious
a good
story.
Yeah.
Can we get a picture of those cookies? I want to see the cookie.
I,
well,
see I don't
what
have
guy
it,
looks
but
like.
I,
put that up on
be
our Facebook
up.
Page. That's
What's
a funny
that?
Story.
What? All right.
I know you our gave it away when you said they did what bakeries do best. I'm like, well, obviously cookies. Oh, shoot.
Oh.
They, it's an actual photograph
but it's
that they
back, though.
Well, that was the best
shot
they had.
You got a side view, though.
I guess.
They were able to get him.
Huh.
Yum.
You know this guy?
The cookie monster.
That's so funny.
That is hilarious.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the ones you guys sent in. Guy I went on a couple dates with would open his mouth and stick his tongue out every time he laughed. Oh.
I break up with that too. Come on, Adele.
Worst thing that happened for me on a date was stepping in dog poop just as I was getting in his car.
Oh, ugh. Mm. There's never a good time to step in dog poop, but that might be one of the worst times. The best time is when you've just arrived home from someplace and then your hose is really close. And you can just kick that shoe off and squirt the hell out of it with the hose. So you gotta get that stuff off of there. Ugh.
Well, and unfortunately in San Francisco, you'd have to question, is that dog poop?
Fingers crossed. I'm going with dog poop.
Right. 415 says, hey, Vincent.
Hey.
Don't mom name call me. That's not right. That's only my mom gets to call me Vincent.
Your mom sizzles.
Yes,
no,
Sandy.
She doesn't sizzle. That's
she
Ellie.
She sure, no,
Ellie
no.
Sizzles.
Sandy's a quiet sizzler. She's
anyway,
like a back burner kind of rock girl.
Oh, no, yeah. She's not. No,
oh, yeah,
please
she is.
Don't. Sandy,
no. She
no.
is Sandy.
Hey, Vincent, did you know Hurry Up was the one on your first date? I did not. And actually, I sort of expected her to bail at random points throughout our relationship.
You kept just pushing her away.
I wasn't pushing her away. I just figured.
You were pushing her away by pulling her in. Like, well, I'll take her on a long weekend with me. We'll go on a work trip. That'll ruin everything.
With my coworkers, I did expect that to be it. I really did.
I'll move in with her, and she'll be so sick of me. I mean, this is my way of getting rid of people. Slather them with my affection.
It's not my normal way, and I do think that somewhere in the back of my mind, I figured, well, that'll put an end to this.
Yeah.
Living together, it's got to be the end.
Be,
and then
right.
It just didn't.
Push her away real good.
But no, I didn't know she was the one. Not right. Not on the first date.
When did you know? When would you say you knew? How far into it were you? You said I love you pretty fast at the Post Ranch.
Yeah, I did. That was 3 months in. And I was the one.
Of course you were.
How weird is that?
She waited you out. She's smart. That girl's smart. You're a hard fish to land. You know, I've seen a lot of girls try. A lot
well,
of girls try. And then this girl, she played
you,
it slow. She played it
yep,
easy.
You're right. You're right. She knew
now
what was going to work.
You're on the hook.
There's obviously some overwhelming feelings of concern towards each other.
I have a question.
What's the question, Hooman?
Hooman? Go ahead with Hooman. No, I think he fell off the
show,
guys.
That damn sound effect and him sitting there waiting to get to ask another question after you played it was that went on for years. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, it was one of his best bits. What is? It's a girl. What is?
What is? Of all the things.
Like, really?
That whole scenario, first of all, the whole, Vinny's going to make an announcement and let's put a promo out for the dang thing.
What a trip,
thing.
Huh? Like, that was crazy. Funny.
Was it?
It's a girl.
What is?
Yeah, that whole promo
what
weekend.
What is?
I think we played it starting Friday, then Saturday. Yeah. So it was a whole, like, on Monday, and then it was all.
Well, I think Vinny told us off the air, I might have something to tell you on Monday.
No. I don't think he did that. We just made it up.
Like, you guys were pushing it. And then later I went, that's so trippy because I guess I can announce it now. We're in the window where I could say, but you didn't know that.
No, we didn't know.
So you were
somehow
just
on some feminine intuitive level, Yuzi and I knew. And
there was a hunch,
like,
happening. Yes. Clearly you had some kind of feeling.
And then it kind of got away from us and there was a promo. And I was like, boy, I hope he's got something. After promoting it all weekend.
Anyway, I'm completely out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
This year's crop of inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have been named.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.